Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with Barbara Friedberg. She has a special offer, folks. She has a new tool that she wants to offer you for free. And Barbara, I want to give you a chance to make that offer again. Would you do that now?
It would be my pleasure. I'd like to invite you all over to my website, Robo Advisor Pros, where you can get a free financial management toolkit. So it will help you manage your budget, savings, spending, and investments.
She's been working on it for a long time, folks. We talked about it on the show. She sort of serialized it for us since she's been a member of our Brain Trust. And so I encourage you to go there and check it out and see what you think and tell her you heard it from me. Invest and Beat the Pros is one book. How to Get Rich is another one. And then BarbaraFriedberg.com also, is that right?
That's right. Barbara right. Friedberg, personalfinance.com.
Personalfinance.com. There it is. So, Barbara, I want you to help me with something here. I want your thoughts on this, and we can either debate it or you can agree with my wonderful logic if you want. I'm watching Wall Street soar to unicorn territory at 21,000. And for on no reason other than that we got a new administration and people are glad that we don't have an anti-business president. I think that's part of it. And they're hoping there'd be tax reform. They're hoping there'd be health care reform. But there's no underlying operating fundamentals, no profits on the bottom line that's causing those stocks to go up like that. And so here we are, three months or 4 months since the election, and we've got this exuberance, this irrational exuberance on Wall Street. And out on Main Street, small businesses are telling me only about a third are saying they're feeling any kind of exuberance from customers. And that means a whole bunch of us are still, you know, in a quasi-recession. And I'm concerned, Barbara, that when the stock market corrects, which we know it will, it's going to take down the economy and basically set back small businesses before we ever get a chance to join the party. What do you think?
Well, I think 90% of what you said is exactly accurate. The stock market has gone up an amazing amount since President Trump was elected on enthusiasm that taxes are going to be lower and that we're going to have infrastructure projects and that big jobs are going to come back. And that's why the stock market has gone up so much. So it's going to correct, as you said. There's no doubt about it. And so, yeah, you have to be prepared for that.
Well, this is the thing that makes me mad about this, Barbara, is I feel like the Wall Street has taken out a loan to have a party, and if we're not getting invited to the party, but they're getting drunk and eating, you know, good food, having a big party on this loan, and when the loan comes due and they don't have the money to pay for it, then it's going to come due out here on Main Street.
That's a plausible solution, and I'm not going to disagree with you, but I think one thing that your listeners need to understand is that the economy is cyclical, and there's always these overreaches up and these overfalls down, and you're right, when the next recession comes, when the stock market makes its inevitable reversal, the people that were not party to getting in on these stock market bonuses, well, they're going to be hurt. That is definitely true. And the problem is, what can you do about that? Because, yeah, we can say at some point the stock market's going to go down. It will. That happens regardless of what's going on in the economy.
But the thing about it, though, Barbara, here's the thing. Up until, say, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if the stock market went up, the economy went up too. There's a disconnect, but the stock market is no longer a leading indicator of the economy like it used to be.
Yeah, you're right. That's true, and the lesson for that is, though, that I think your listeners really really need to understand is that they need to be prepared for the stock market falls, and they also need to put a little portion of their own investments over time in the financial market. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can say, oh, it's not fair.
That is one. You're right. That is one of the problems.
And it is terrible.
For small businesses.
You know, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I think your listeners need to learn how to take ownership in their own financial futures and protect themselves.
Very, very, very good wisdom there, folks, from our good friend Barbara Friedman. We always get smarter, Barbara, when you join us. Thank you for doing that today.
My pleasure.
I need those two websites again quickly, please.
Okay, Robo Advisor Pros for your free toolkit and Barbara Friedberg Personal Finance.
Barbara Friedberg, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.